It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Tommy DeVito, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier, coming to you live from now in Minnesota. Cody just flying around from spot to spot, and our YouTube numbers flying off the absolute charts. Thanks so much to everybody for getting us over 20,000 subscribers. Over the course of yesterday and today, we did have a contest over on X where we'll be getting in contact with a couple of you guys to get free pro memberships at rosterwatch.com. But yeah, man, thank you guys. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you. Cody, a lot to get to today. Before we do, just remind everybody to go to rosterwatch.com, get your ultimate draft cheat sheets now. We know that you have drafts coming up this weekend, certainly the weekend after, and then the next 2 weeks when we get the kind of national NFL draft days. But I'm seeing people go off on live drafts right now. It's the only tool that you'll need to help you dominate. Just follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper. An expert quality draft is always guaranteed. We're testing these things maniacally. Did I just get version 3.2 up? I think I just got it up. I did. I'm done testing it. It's up for PPR. I got the new Superflex version, I believe 1.3 is up on the site right now as well. Cody has an update coming to the standard half point PPR sheet. We're monitoring things very, very closely. We're taking look, here's one thing with the cheat sheets. Something that just started happening to me with this latest update to version 3.2 on PPR, Cody. All of a sudden I'm testing this thing, and finally, the falling knife that is Quinshon Judkins, who I had just priced. I had said, dude, I don't want us taking this guy until we get to the maybe the ninth round with everything going on around him. I started looking at the opportunity cost around that area. I said, you know, we're looking now at, we're starting to get to wide receivers like, you know, the Jacoby Myerses and the, you know, the speculative stuff with like Ricky Pearsall or Jaden Reed, who we're not really sure exactly what his role is. And the running backs around this area are guys like Javonte Williams, Jordan Mason, who we like, this type of guy around here. And I start thinking, man, was mixing in a little bit of Quinshon there probably fine, considering the fact that if all these allegations had not come up regarding him, yeah, we'd be taking him fifth round. I mean, we'd definitely be taking him. I think we're taking Travion Henderson and RJ Harvey, and this feels like we're getting a 4.5 round discount. If he just comes back and he's good to go, this will feel like stealing. Whereas if this thing really turns into a big swindle with the off field allegations and, you know, eventual suspension, all the rest of it, Could it be bad? Like, where are you on a mid round nine Quinshon Judkins in 12 team leagues?
I'm okay with it. I think when you bring up the conversation of the players you just brought up, which is the Jordan Masons of the worlds, I think of like Brian Robinson's. He's around that area on the half sheet after Caleb, after Travion Henderson, the other two rookies. Like, when you get to that point, I guess I just had like the last couple of years in the back of my mind with like the Roshans and the Kendres and stuff like this, Kendre Miller in New Orleans. It's like those were injury-based things that, you know, we got those guys in the 10th, 11th round, right? And Quinshon, as much as we loved Roschon Johnson, as much as we love Kendre Miller.
Quinshon's just a different level of player.
A little bit different level, a little bit more sick, a little bit more talented. Going to a place with, you know, a top five offensive line.
He would be the offense.
The whole offense.
So, yeah.
And they have to – I mean, and what we've seen from the quarterback so far in Cleveland would tell us that it's pretty clearly going to be Joe Flacco. They're not going to ask Flacco to drop this thing back 550, 600 times. It's going to be – you know, they put Jerome Ford first on the depth chart when it came out this last week, the Fugue's depth charts of the fall that we always get, that people always buy into. But it's Jerome Ford, it's Sampson, it's Quinshon. And if nothing had ever happened off field with Quinshon, I don't think it would have been a question like who's going to be the bell cow, who's going to, you know, potentially get the bell cow opportunity, the 250-plus touches. It's going to be Quinshon. And what do we know about the past – you know, what do we know about the NFL and off-field stuff? Is if there's no clear like evidence out in the public, you know, TMZ drops, Twitter drops, whatever, it takes a while for a lot of stuff to get through. So I think what we're inherently worried about is something coming out, but it's been what, 4 months now, 3 months now, we haven't gotten anything. So I just kind of have to say, we have to assume this is just going to play.
But he still hasn't signed, and like, you know what I mean? It's just hadn't practiced. Not in fall camp. He practiced during, you know, we saw clips of him practicing during OTAs.
I mean, you know, it's not going to be Demetrius Underwood.
What does that mean? I've forgotten.
So he was the Vikings draft pick in 2002. He was a first round pick, 27th overall, and he showed up to rookie OTAs. And then he didn't show up again through the summer. Showed up the first day of fall camp in army fatigues. He never played a down of football for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Oh, dude.
Lit the first round pick on fire.
Yeah. He showed up for one day, and then that was it. Yeah, so well, gosh, I hope this isn't, you know, we're talking, I hope it's not a Demetrius Underwood for our fantasy leagues. I'm leaving Quinshon. I think that we can catch the falling knife here. If he continues to fall, we'll monitor it. We'll keep moving him down. But I don't mind getting a little bit of Quinshon Judkins mixed in here as your RB4, like whatever, dude. I think in a setup where you're starting two running backs, two wide receivers, two flex, something like that. Having a guy like Quinshon Judkins as your running back four, I mean, he just comes with more upside than Javonte Williams. And I honestly we're not taking him here, but like Cam Scadaboo is going right there in these drafts too. I almost feel, even with everything swirling up around Quinshon Judkins, I feel almost more comfortable taking him with all the question marks than I do really taking Cam Scadaboo right now, who doesn't have any off-field stuff as much as he's just having injuries and possible usage concerns.
Well, it's like when you get to that point too, like, so in half, his ADP is right at 83 right now. To kind of where he pops up on the sheet right now is right around the end of the eighth. It's like 8:10. So I'm doing I just did a really quick one through here, and he's the running back five. He would be a running back five. And it's like, all right, if you're talking about running back fives, and you're looking at players like Jaylen Warren or a Cam Scadaboo or Jordan Mason, who's the guy that's got the, you know, the 90th percentile speed and burst score that could just be boom, drop him in there as your running back five, where you really shouldn't have an expectation because you have a Saquon, a Harvey, a Caleb Johnson, you know, a James Cook, some stuff like this, and it could be, you know,
it could be game changing for your entire roster. So we're going to do it. We weren't in on him. I'm not saying we're totally in on Quinshon Judkins. What I'm saying is where we have him priced, we've had him priced this whole time. We've never gotten him. We're starting to get him now, and I'm fine with it, because where I have him slotted on the cheat sheet is exactly where I'm comfortable taking him, just as far as all things considered. And what the cheat sheet does is, this is exactly what it does, because if he continues to fall, we're not going to keep taking him here. We're going to move him down, and we're going to make sure that we're always leveraging ADP. So we're always taking him at a spot where he presents an actual value as it pertains to his ADP. It's not something like in the case of, you know, a completely different case here would be like Jaden Blue, who we've been ahead on the whole time. And now it's starting to be like, gosh, I'm running this draft. Like, why didn't I get Jaden Blue? Why did? Well, it's because his ADP is moving up, and so we have to take that in consideration and think about how far we're willing to go up with him. One other running back I wanted to talk about was Kyren Williams, who I feel like we've talked about this once a week. Is when's Les Snead finally going to come through on this Kyren Williams extension that he's been talking about since the Senior Bowl?
We're going to get it done. We're working on it. We've been working on it. We're thinking about it. We're talking to the agent. We're talking to him. We're thinking about it. We're looking at it.
But they did get it done. I think it was 3 years, $33 million and I think that was done by, was it Rosenhaus? It was Rosenhaus. My question is this: if you've been watching any of the clips from Rams camp, you've been seeing any of this stuff on Training Camp Live from Rams camp, you've been seeing like murder scene tapes of him in pass protection. And that's what he's really always been good at. We knew coming in that was something that Jarquez Hunter was going to need to work on. Blake Corum is not somebody that the Rams have put in that position very often, and somebody who you kind of get through context clues the idea that they could worry about him a little bit in that way. This extension and all of these great reps in pass pro come at the same time with a convergence of news that Matthew Stafford received an epidural to treat an aggravated disc in his back. He has the back issue again. And I think the Rams know, kind of like we know as fantasy, fantasy enthusiasts and gamers, that Matthew Stafford is just one back thing away from like really nuclearizing this whole thing. It's like, two wide receivers that you have to take in the first three and a half rounds of your fantasy drafts, a running back that you're having to take. Now, I mean, Kyren Williams, now you could take him in the beginning of the third round sometimes. What I'm saying is there are pieces here that could really get blown up if there's no Matthew Stafford. And I think that they think that that offense can probably get blown up if there's no Matthew Stafford. They're a good team. They just now they've paid Kyren. I know that they need to have their guys for the future, but it feels almost like this paying Kyren for this amount of time is them saying, all right, we're going to make sure that we have a guy that we know is a dog, who we know can pass protect, who we know can be out there for all the snaps and until Matthew Stafford's run is over. And then after that, we can let go of him. And we have Jarquez ready to go. We have Corum ready to go. But I think this is one more year, kind of like last year with James Conner. I'm like, roll the dice on him again. I think Kyren's a nice pick at the beginning of the third round.
I would agree with that. Do you think it came at the toll of, I know we've been talking about this since January, but do you think this came at the time it did because they wanted to literally just see Corum and Jarquez in these situations and verify, like, all right, Kyren has to be on this roster the next couple of years, like type of situation? Or do you think it just took this long? Because like, to me, if you're 4D chess thinking about it from a GM's perspective or a coach's perspective, I kind of want to get my eyes on Jarquez before.
Because what if he comes in and he looks like Travion's looked in these pass pro drills?
So I think that tells us that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they need to keep Stafford upright.
And Stafford could never play. I don't think there's a worse than 20% chance. I would say it's probably better than 20% chance that he never plays another down of football for the Rams. I mean, you think about a year ago, we were talking about the fact that the word retirement was brought up for Stafford. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do it again. And now he's going to do it again. And now this back thing is here. Like, as you know, my back injury is not the same as his, but I got a disc problem. I've had a disc problem for 4.5 years. Not the funnest thing to have. And I don't get hit by defensive ends every day. And I'm not moving around in a pocket every day.
I had a disc issue as well. Thankfully, knock on wood, it's been okay for years. But have you ever gotten an epidural shot?
I don't want one.
Have you ever gotten one?
No.
I got a couple of them.
Is that the long needle?
It's a weird feeling. So what it is it's a shot that you get a shot right. It's a shot that goes into your spine.
Yeah.
And so whenever it does, it's like it doesn't hurt as much as it's the most insanely weird sense of pressure on your back that you've ever felt. It feels like you have an elephant sitting on your back. And it's, you know, you just know something, your body's telling you something is going really, really weirdly wrong here. The way that your body would just, you know, your body knows it's like something's going on with the spinal cord here.
Yeah.
And it kind of lets you know that something's really off, but it certainly helps. It definitely helps the pain for sure. I think that's why they give it to women during childbirth.
But that makes me like think of like, I remember Brett Favre's last 2 years, or maybe it was the last year when he started to get hit, and it was like every single week they were going, well, I mean, a lot of these guys back in that day were, you know, getting shot up at halftime and in games and stuff. But it's like, this isn't just like, you know, a foot or a knee or an elbow. This is like your spine, dude. Like I'm pretty worried. It's weird. I've shifted almost 180 degrees, I would say, on this Rams outlook in the last month, because it was like, all right, we got Stafford with Adams and Puka, and we kind of think Kyron's probably on the outs, to now there's no Stafford. And you're thinking, all right, well, last time Jimmy played with Devontae in Las Vegas, Devontae Adams is on clip and on audio saying, I'm going to die out here playing with this guy because of how many times he was getting hit. And I'm going, all right, well, maybe I don't love that. And now I kind of want more Kyron because Kyron's got the contract. And we've seen him get the opportunity share north 85%.
Well, look, we don't need to be saying Stafford's going to play. Stafford's going to play in this year. Is there a chance he gets hurt? Yes.
I'm just saying we have to be open to possibility. We have to be open to different things. That's just part of the process.
Okay. Isaac Grindo said to miss multiple weeks with a shoulder injury. Are you out on him now? You really liked getting him as one of these late round kind of dart throw running backs. I wasn't as into it as you are. He is the thing about Isaac Grindo is he is always hurt, dude. He was hurt last season. He was hurt during training camp, and then he got hurt again at the end of training camp. And then at the end of the season, after he had a good run where he popped off some stuff, he had a foot sprain at the end of the season. And then he also had a hamstring. And then in the last game of the season, he got an MCL/ankle sprain. Now, how many was it that I just counted off?
Like, I kind of lost count, to be honest, but I think like six.
I'm not interested in Grindo.
I was, because of where he was going and the history of injury with McCaffrey, and I like the offensive line. Don't love it by any means, but I like it enough, you know, in that regime to have a running back that's attached to it. And Jordan James hasn't been on the field or the most available, the rookie out of Oregon. And I was like, well, Grindo's been there for a year, so Grindo should be just fine. And then they brought in, we talked about this last week, they brought in Dearness Johnson and Jeff Wilson. And it's like, why? Right. And then, 12 hours later, Isaac Grindo's out.
Yeah.
So that made sense. You know, I think, you know, Raheem Mostert's sitting there in Las Vegas and there's not exactly a role for him if they like Zamir White still and Amir, you know, all these other guys. I don't think Amir's there anymore, but there's other guys in Las Vegas. Right. So Raheem Mostert, formerly a Niner, guys like this is where I'm thinking that the Niners will just go out and get some dudes. And Grindo could be, you know, I don't know, on the outs completely in that situation. So I don't want Grindo. I've moved him down the sheet quite a bit. I only liked him because, again, McCaffrey's injury prone and Grindo showed that he could play in that offense when he was available. That's a Jordan Mason corollary. It's the Jeff Wilson, the Raheem Mostert, these guys that run high 4.3s and got the burst and the explosion to get downhill really quick in that Shanahan offense.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, the cheat sheet, the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft cheat sheet is magical. It's mystical. It is mythical. I have it loaded into the Fantasy Pros mock draft simulator here. And I just want to just run a couple of drafts here, Cody, and using version 3.2 of the PPR sheet, just so you can see who I'm kind of getting here and what you might think about some of the allocations. We'll just run them until what do you say? Run them until we get one that's less than like an 88 or something like that, as far as the grades.
I like that.
All right, so we're gonna, and let's just start at pick one, and then we'll go 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll just go through them, okay? We're gonna draft against all these ADP sources, so ESPN, CBS, NFL.com, RT Sports, Sleeper, and then the pre-draft rankings from Yahoo, ESPN.com, NFL.com. 12-team league, 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 2 flex, 1 kicker, 1 defense, 6 bench spots. Navigate here to version 3.2. That was the manual test number 3, I believe, and we'll start the draft with a choice between the same 2 players who you get the choice from all the time, Bijan Robinson and Ja'Marr Chase. I tend to like to go with Ja'Marr Chase here at the turn here. So as we're going Jonathan Taylor, then we have the choice between Chase Brown and Tyreek Hill. I prefer to keep this balanced and I think go Tyreek Hill, but I'm not sure that's right. Do you like that? Or should I go?
This is the same exact thing I have in the half and standard sheet, and I have a hard time clicking the Chase Brown button for some reason.
Okay. Let's fit.
I like him, but I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those, you know, Kyren Williams.
I think Chase, dude, they talk about Chase Brown like he's a guy that's going to break the Bengals scrimmage yards record this year.
I hope he does.
Which reminds me, by the way, on Thursday night, we have the Bengals playing the Eagles, and I noticed that Taj Brooks is over under on Prize Picks is 29.5 rushing yards. I don't think they're going to play Chase Brown at all, and they have no reason to look at Samaje Perine. And other than Taj Brooks, the only guys on their roster are Gary Brightwell and Kendall Milton. I think I love the over 29.5 for Taj Brooks in that game. Regardless, okay, these next 2 picks, it's going to have us take Chuba Hubbard and Cortland Sutton. So we'll take those 2 guys. All right, so I'm glad we went Tyreek Hill because this is weird. So you know, this stuff happens on Sims sometimes that you just don't normally get, but it's going to be take DeAndre Swift and Aaron Jones Sr. right here.
I'm gonna go see Aaron Jones tomorrow.
Oh, you gonna be at Minnesota camp tomorrow?
I'll be at Minnesota camp tomorrow.
Okay, so we're gonna probably be able to have a breakdown of that. We're also having Dr. David Chow on tomorrow from Sports Injury Central, so make sure and stick around for that. Our next picks here at the 8-9 turn are gonna be Juwan Jennings and Stephon Diggs. Again, we're just following what the cheat sheet says to do. It's telling us what to do at every single pick. Here at the 10-11 turn, we take Mark Andrews, so we fill tight end. We take Braylon Allen at the 1101, Cody's boy.
How do you feel about that, Mark Andrews? I kind of like that. I've been getting him a little bit.
Yeah, well, especially with Isaiah Likely hurt. Speaking of Pro Football Doc, I was looking at his preseason injury report thing that him and his guy Doug sent me just to kind of to get ready for the interview with him tomorrow. And he is he has Isaiah Likely's health score is like the lowest health score in the whole league. He hasn't been like a 60. There are 62. I'm just like, is this the lowest of anybody in the league? All right. Last 2 picks here before we're going to take a quarterback at the end. We could take a quarterback now. We have a choice between Roschon Johnson, Luther Burden, and Dak.
I kind of want Dak.
Okay. So let's take, you want Roschon and Dak or Burden and Dak? Maybe Burden since we already have Swift.
Can I just
we can take
you don't think
oh, wait, I kinda wanna take Burden.
Yeah.
I kinda wanna take Burden. Let's take that's, Burden
that's cool.
And we'll take Dak, and then our final pick will be backup quarterback here. So we'll take Brock Purdy. All right. So this team, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, the running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Chuba Hubbard, DeAndre Swift, Aaron Jones, Braylon Allen, the wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Cortland Sutton, Juwan Jennings, Stephon Diggs, Luther Burden. Let's see what grade Fantasy Pros gives us here.
91.
97.
Ooh, baby. Smoking.
All right. So this thing's smoking. Let's go to pick number two. And this one could look a lot like that one. Outside of it, if we get this weird Aaron Jones thing again, and especially DeAndre Swift, that means I'm going to have to go and do some more of these manual tests because I was not getting any of those guys earlier. So Jamar Chase went at number one here, so we'll take Bijan at number two. And we have the same choice here, or the same two as we had before. We'll see if it is. We take Jonathan Taylor here with our second pick. Our third pick at the 302 is Tyreek Hill. Mike Evans we get here at the end of the fourth round. Don't love it, but I can't say I hate it. Mike Evans here, and then we have Cortland Sutton again at the 502. A lot of Cortland Sutton on the sheets right now, which I really don't mind at all. At the 611, the sheet says to take Tony Pollard, and at the 702, we're going to take Jordan Addison, who is going to have a three-game suspension, but I don't care. It's making his ADP fall to where he's falling. We might need to make an adjustment on him a little bit. A lot of Juwan Jennings here, but I don't mind it at all, though. At the 8-9 turn, we'll take Juwan Jennings. And the cheat sheet also has us taking Jordan Mason here at the 9-0-2. Finally, we get to the spot where we can take Jaden Blue. So we love taking him at the 10-11. Haven't seen a Quinshon Judkins here. Do you want Braylon Allen or Keon Coleman?
We're split, aren't we? We're even depth, aren't we?
We have 1, 2, 3.
I'll be honest. With this
five,
receiving core?
We have 5 and 5.
With this receiving core, I think there's some volatility in this receiving core. I kind of want Keon Coleman.
All right, we'll take Coleman at the 11-02. Not that much volatility, though.
What do you mean? Tyreek Hill's situation. Mike Evans is, you know, getting old. Cortland Sutton is what you think he is. He's probably the most consistent player on this of these five. Jordan Addison is on a suspension. Juwan Jennings day to day.
At the 12-13. Yeah, I mean that's fine.
I like him. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying I think there's a little bit of volatility there, and I think Keon Coleman can short together if he's alpha in Buffalo.
At the 12-13, let's take Dak Prescott and I was gonna say Roshan. We can't take him, but we need a tight end, so we'll take Dalton Kincaid at the 13, and then for our final pick here, I mean these two are on separate lines. Jarquez Hunter and Cedric Tillman. Technically, we should take Tillman because that's what the sheet says. So we're going to take Tillman here in the 14th round. Let's auto draft a kicker and defense. See what grade they give us here. This team is Dak Prescott. The running backs are Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, Tony Pollard, Jordan Mason, Jaden Blue. The wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, Cortland Sutton, Jordan Addison, Juwan Jennings, Keon Coleman, Cedric Tillman, the tight ends, Dalton Kincaid, auto draft a kicker and defense. And the grade here is 95. We're going to have to keep going, Cody. I thought the show would be over by now. The draft cheat sheet is magical. It's mystical. It's mythical. It's cranking out bangers here. You can get it at rosterwatch.com with a pro membership and also get access to us throughout the course of the whole season. Whenever you need your sit start help, whenever you need the waiver wire, the cheat sheets, trash man's flex rankings, snap counts, targets, touches, DFS cheat sheets, the player prop cheat sheets for underdog and prize picks, all that stuff. Rosterwatch.com pro membership. All right. The sheet gives us a choice here between Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. I'm taking Justin Jefferson. Maybe too much Jonathan Taylor here, but at the 210, we take Jonathan Taylor. Again, at the 303, we take Tyreek Hill. We're going to get another 4 or 5 turn here where it looks like it's going to be Chuba and Cortland Sutton. Nope. We have a choice between so we took Chuba. Now we can choose between James Conner and Xavier Worthy. Do you have a choice there?
It's hard to ever go against James Conner because he just keeps producing, but I want Xavier Worthy. Come on.
All right. We'll take Worthy here. Let's see. At the 610, it tells us to take Travis Hunter. We're going to take the cheat sheet knows that we need to build a balanced roster. That's part of how we build it. So it's going to take Brian Robinson here at the 703, at the again here at the end of the eighth round, we're going to be able to take Juwan Jennings once again. Don't love this that we're taking Ricky Pearsall right after we take Juwan Jennings, but you got to figure one of those guys is going to hit, and we're only talking about ninth round here. Speaking of ninth round, we haven't got that Quinshon Judkins like I was thinking we would get from those earlier ones. We have at the 10-10 is having us take Jaden Blue and Braylon Allen. So that's how we'll go there. And then here at the 12-13 turn, it wants us to take Marquise Brown. So we'll take Marquise Brown here. And then we're going to take Tucker Kraft at tight end is who the cheat sheet says take at 13-03. Here in the 14th round, it's having us take J.J. McCarthy as our quarterback. So here's the team. The team is J.J. McCarthy at quarterback, Jonathan Taylor, Chuba Hubbard, running backs, along with Brian Robinson, Jaden Blue, Braylon Allen. The wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Xavier Worthy, Travis Hunter, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, Marquise Brown. The tight end here is Tucker Kraft. We'll auto-draft a kicker in defense. Let's see if we can get 87. So that fell beneath the 88 threshold, but still a very good team. Is there any one draft spot, though, before we get out here, Cody, that you'd like to see a draft from, maybe towards more towards the end of the draft?
I feel like the one that we always get comments for is like 8. Like, it's like, well, dude, it's not the end. It's not the early. It's not the middle. It's like right there, like the back half, close, 8.
This could be a Malik Nabers draft. So we're going to the eighth hole. So we have a choice between McCaffrey and Nabers. I generally take Nabers in that spot. All right, let's take Nabers. And look at and then McCaffrey falls to the 205. So we start out McCaffrey, Malik Nabers here. We have another choice between Alvin Kamara and Davante Adams. Do you have a
– Well, I mean, lately I'm going Kamara now.
Why now?
Well, the Stafford situation that we talked about.
It's not a situation. It's a fever dream that you've had in your own mind that Matt Stafford's going to retire out of nowhere and shock
him. Listen, we want to do this Davante Adams thing again we did last year. Like a year ago, Matt Stafford brought the words of retirement out. And if his back isn't right, you've had a back injury. Like, if it's not right, it can – back is like one of the – back and spine is one of the things, dude. It's like it can – do back, spine, neck. You can't play with
dude. I feel like drafting from here, we're gonna have shots on like the RJ Harveys, the Travion Hendersons, these kinds of players. I kind of want to go wide receiver.
Right.
We don't have to. If you want to go Kamara, we can. I think the sheet
will go Tay.
No matter what.
Let's go Tay.
And we get Kamara. We get Alvin Kamara right here at the next pick. Okay. All right, Travion Henderson. Or Tet McMillan at the 508.
If Travion Henderson does what we think Travion Henderson can do, look at that running back trio right there.
McCaffrey, Kamara, Travion in PPR.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to do that?
Yes, let's do it.
508, let's go ahead and take him.
Let's have some fun.
And then we have a choice now between RJ Harvey and George Pickens. I'm higher on Pickens than it feels like almost anybody out there. I just, you know.
Not trash, man.
Maybe. do you want to take – we have Kamara, McCaffrey, Travion. Do we really want to go Harvey, or should we just keep this even and just take Pickens here?
Yeah, I'm totally cool going Pickens here. I think Pickens is going to eat. We got some Dak in the last couple of drafts. I think that the whole offense is going to do great.
708. Hey, I don't like having two Saints, but this feels like it feels like Chris Olave has fallen too far. So we'll take him at the 708. And then once again, we got our guy Juwan Jennings. I love getting him here at the 805. Another time though, where we get Juwan and Ricky Pearsall. That's another thing I need to look into.
You gotta get Blue on that line.
That doesn't happen to me very often in the Sims. At 10:05, we're gonna take Jaden Blue here. And we once again have this Braylon Allen, Keon Coleman decision here in the 11th round. Do you have thoughts on this now? Our wide receivers?
I think we got to go Braylon this time, right?
Yeah, because we're sitting at four running backs.
4 and 6.
Yeah, let's go with Braylon Allen at the 11-08. Keon Coleman could fall. Yeah, he did. So Keon Coleman in the 12th round. We'll take him here. And then hopefully it's – yeah, so our tight ends will be lined up right here again with Tucker Kraft. And then as far as quarterback, it's going to just go right. Dak Prescott comes right to the top. The cheat sheet's magical, mystical, mythical. Here's the team. Dak Prescott's the quarterback. The running backs are Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Travion Henderson, Jaden Blue, and Braylon Allen. The wide receivers are Malik Nabers, Devontae Adams, George Pickens, Chris Olave, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and Keon Coleman. It's as simple as that, following the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper. Let's auto-draft the rest of it. 96, picking from the 8 hole.
I would give that one 100, bro. Like, I that one was – I don't think you can get 100 on this thing, but I've never gotten 100. But if I was ever going to get 100, that would have been –
I've gotten – in my whole life doing this, I've gotten to 100 one time. And I still have the screenshot of it.
Off of like a million Sims.
Yeah. But that's why you get the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft cheat sheet. We are maniacal about testing this thing every single day. Things happen. I talked so much about all this stuff, about how bad this Quinshon Judkins thing was bothering me. We just ran 4 Sims and we didn't even see a Quinshon team. That goes to show you just how many times we're doing this. And we're doing it because we want you to dominate your fantasy football draft this year, and we want you to dominate for the season. The way you can do it, it's super easy, man. With the cheat sheet, there's a reason why it's been downloaded over a million times. It's because it works. It's a maniacal, crazy invention, but it's also our help through the season, making sure that once you do draft that monster, that you take advantage of it, you dominate your league mates, you make some cash. Make sure to stick around here on the channel for Dr. David Chow tomorrow and Cody live from Vikings training camp.